Following yesterday's storm, it has been a largely gray and cool Tuesday across eastern New York and western New England. The clouds have been pretty stubborn through the day. There have been a few breaks of sunshine this afternoon, and temperatures are feeling a bit cool, especially considering there has not been much sunshine. And of course, this time of year, the sunshine really does help to make it feel warmer. Looking ahead to tonight, I'm not expecting any weather concerns in the form of any snow or rain, but one thing to consider is that we are doing some melting today with temperatures above freezing, and as we move through the night, temperatures will drop down into the 20s, so we'll go below freezing, and that means there is the potential for some ice formation, so some slippery spots are a possibility tonight into tomorrow morning. Skies will be partly cloudy through the night. And then during the day tomorrow, a storm is going to pass to our south. It appears that the bulk of the precipitation with that storm will stay to our south, though there is the chance for some light rain, largely south of the Capital Region, and it's even possible that across the higher spots in the Catskills, a few areas may see some snow. But for most of us, it's going to stay dry during the day tomorrow. And with that storm going by to the south, it'll be brightest to the north, where we will see a mix of clouds and sunshine. And then the further south you go, the cloudier it will be. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 40s, so that's around average for this time of year. Things will be on the quiet side through much of the day on Thursday, though with an approaching front, there is the chance for some showers, mainly late in the day, but most of the day Thursday looks to be dry. And then on Friday, another disturbance will be nearby, so I'll put the chance for showers in the forecast on Friday, though there's also a possibility that we don't see much rain at all, so we'll keep an eye on that and update the forecast as the week moves along. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, with lows in the 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, seasonably cold, lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of light rain, highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the middle to upper 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of late-day showers, highs in the 40s to around 50, and on Friday, variably cloudy, a chance of showers, with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.